إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: وبشر الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this world and this universe and what it contains with utmost beauty. And everything in this world follows a system, a divine system. As we say, as we see the night and the day, the changing of the seasons, year to year, month to month, week to week, and day to day, there is a system and a pattern that this world follows in. From the many divine systems that this world follows is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَتْ. We have created insan in this world so that he will toil. He will work hard. It will be difficult. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will test you. He will put different challenges before you, difficulties before you, different things and different trials a person will face through his life, through different stages of his life, in different facets of his life. Coming back to the point, the world is a place of test. That's why one of the names of the dunya is Darul Bala. This world is a place of tests, a place of trials, a place of difficulties. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also made this promise in the Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. That we will indeed test you with different types of tests. بِنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. At times there will be a shortage of wealth. بِنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. At times a person will lose his dear ones and his near ones. A time will come, either you will separate from them or they will separate from you. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. At times the fruits, the vegetation and the crops will be less. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at the end of the ayah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those people who hold firm unto patience. When it comes to a difficulty and a test, then a believer's outlook to the test is different from a person who doesn't believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When a believer is faced with a test, with a difficulty, he knows that this is here for a certain reason. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is testing. This is the plan of my Allah. This is the command of my Allah. He is happy with it. At times it is difficult. It is painful. The eyes will tear. The heart will cry. But what happens at the end? The person says, I am still happy with the command of my Allah. My Allah wanted this condition for me. He wanted me to be sick. My Allah wanted something to happen. He wanted me not to get this business. He wanted me not to get this job. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala never wanted you to get a certain thing. He turned something away from you, or he brought some calamity before you that caused you some loss, some damage, some pain, some grief. But the onlook of a believer is different. That he knows, this is my command, the command of my Allah. This is the wish of my Allah. I'm happy how Allah wants me to live. A believer knows that this world is a world of few days. He knows that I'm not here in this world to enjoy. I'm not here in this world to live as a happy man. I'm not here in this world for this world to be my Jannah. No. This world is not a Jannah for the believer. It's not your paradise. This world is a place of tests, place of trials, place of difficulties. So a believer in every single instance, no matter what is the case, he will turn back to Allah, that this is the command of my Allah, I'm happy. And on the other hand, Allah forbid, but people who don't have strong belief in Allah, and shaitan will try and make efforts, and he will work hard, that at the time of calamity, he'll make you lose hope. He'll make you become complacent. He'll make you utter certain statements that go against the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person will start saying that, wa na'udhu billah, why me? Why Allah chose my child to pass me? Why Allah chose me that the sickness must come to me? Na'udhu billah. We hear these statements day upon day, even in our communities, as though a person now is saying that I'm not happy with the command of Allah. This is the command of Allah. So a disbeliever and a person who doesn't have the true iman in Allah and the true trust that what may Allah wants for me is good, out of it will seem evil to me. But there is some good behind it. And that person who doesn't believe what he will say, I am finished, I am tired, I am fed up. We hear this every day. I'm fed up, I can't handle it anymore. It has become too much. Problems in the house, problems with the wife, problems with the parents, problems with the siblings, problems at the workplace. A person is trying every day just to get that morsel of food on his table. He's stumbling and he's falling. He knows it's difficult. He's trying to get that halal risk and that halal sustenance. It is hard, it's difficult. And at the same time, he got the test of halal or haram. There is haram wealth and there is halal wealth. But that person who knows that it's fine, I will live with little, this is what my Allah wants me for me, he will remain with the little. He will make sabr. He will have patience. He will hope for reward by Allah Ta'ala. He will know that this world is a world that will pass and will go away, and I will get my rewards in the year. And again, the person who doesn't believe in the rewards of Allah, doesn't know about the akhirat, doesn't understand and recognize this world to be a passing through fair. It's a thoroughfare. We're just passing. It's going to be a few days and few years. He will get angry. He will blame. He will scream. He will shout. He will say things that are not wanted. And to such an extent, Allah forbid, certain people take their lives. It's fine. I am done. I will just overdose and I will finish it. Na'udhu billah. We seek Allah's protection. How many people do we see? Suicidal cases have become a normal thing. That it's fine, I am fed up. I will just end my life. I will leave all the evil. Subhanallah, this person doesn't even know that when his eyes closes, he is to face what is worst in the year after. Allah has prohibited this. That you scream, shout, take your life. Allah has prohibited it. It's impermissible. This person thinks, I will get away from all my problems. I will run away from my problems. And then when his eyes will close, he is to see what is worst, what is more bitter, what is more painful for him after that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is saying that give glad tidings, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to those people who have sabr. Let us understand, sabr is not just when a calamity befalls, we know. Even when a person stands up in the morning and he leaves everything and he goes for Salatul Fajr in the masjid, he's going against his desire, he's going against his want. It's difficult, but he says, no, I'll go. My Allah wants me to go. This also is patience. It's called sabr ala ta'ah, patience upon obedience. That is the command of my Allah. No matter what it is, no matter what it means, I will carry it out. And he knows this world is difficulty for a few moments, and the year after is everlasting enjoyment. Similarly, when a person is faced with some type of temptation, and the nafs is saying, go, carry it out, do it. He got his cell phone, he wants to look. And the nafs is saying, look. But he knows that this is a picture that my Allah has prohibited. It's a woman, it is something that I'm not allowed to see, I'm not allowed to look at. So what he will do? He will turn it. He will switch it off. It's hard, it's difficult. But he says, no. The command of my Allah comes first. Everything else comes second. وبشر الصابرين. Allah is telling Nabi alayhi salam, give glad tidings to those people who are patient. That it's fine, it's the command of my Allah. I'm happy with the command of my Allah. There's some wisdom behind it. There's some good behind it. I may not see the good. I may not see the wisdom. But my Allah knows best why He put me in this situation. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those people, when a calamity befalls them, a difficulty comes to them, what is the response? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We live in this world for Allah. We die for Allah. We will return to Allah. Everything in this world is about the command of my Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all say these words. We hear it. But what does it mean? It means that we live in this life for the commands of our Allah. Whatever our Allah says, whatever He decides, whatever His command, we are happy with it. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We born for Allah, we live for Allah, and we will die for Allah. So this is the outlook of a believer. He says that my life is for Allah. Once there was a person, a girl in a certain home. It was known previously that she is proposed to the certain boy from her family. The time comes for the marriage. And this girl is informed that this youngster has got married and he's carried on with his life. It was few years previously. So this girl goes into a type of grief, worry, concern. I had this hope that I'm going to get married to such and such a person. So she phones a certain sheikh and she tells him, this is my problem. My nights are going crying. My days are going crying. I can just not handle it anymore. I feel like I'm worth nothing. How many times in life, it also happens to us. We wanted something. We wanted to get something. The person wanted the job. He went for the interview. He studied for so many years. And then what happened? He was rejected. So many people out there go, going to a certain door, knocking on the door. They're looking for a certain girl, proposing for that girl. It doesn't work out. And what happens? He feels that I'm a loser, I'm worth nothing, it's over, perhaps I will not get married, perhaps I will not find a job, perhaps I will not get wealth, perhaps I will not ever earn. People think like this. So this girl phones the sheikh and she says, this is the problem, I'm so worried, I'm so concerned, so much of grief, so much of pain. He says, تُفَضِّلِينَ قَضَاءَ اللَّهِ لَكِ أَوْ قَضَاءَكِ لِنَفْسِكِ. He asks her, are you happy that Allah commands for you, or you want that you command for yourself? The choice is in your hand. Do you think you can make a better decision than Allah? Impossible. Allah is the best decider. Ahkamul Hakimin, the greatest of the greats, the best decider. Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful. Allah knows what is best for you. When it is best for you, everything will come in its prescribed time. Someone went through a certain difficulty. Someone lost a close one. Someone lost a dear one. What is the response? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Oh my Allah, I'm happy with your command. Aisha radiallahu anha is saying in the hadith of Bukhari, she is saying that ma min musibatin tusibu al-muslima illa kaffara Allahu bihi khataya. No difficulty, no pain, no worry, no fear, nothing befalls a Muslim except Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins. Wallahi, today your problem, your cry, your pain, don't think you're alone. Allah is with you. Allah knows the pain. You are getting rewarded for it. Your sins are being forgiven. Your rank is being raised by Allah. The poet says, كم من نازلة ضاق بها الفتى ذرعا وعند الله المخرج كملت فلما استحكمت حلقاتها فرجت وكان يظنها لا يفرج. He says in these beautiful words of his, so many difficulties come to people and they feel it's over. I'm done. I cannot handle it. I cannot live anymore. I tried everything. People are sick. They went to the doctors, they went to the Amils, they went to the Raqis, they went to every person and every direction, but the treatment just doesn't work. He's about to lose hope. He's about to give up. ضَاقَ بِهَا الْفَتَى ذَرْعًا, as though he is being choked. But he doesn't realize, إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْمَخْرَجُ. But Allah is the solution to your problem. Come back to the masjid. Come back to the musalla. Open the Quran. Wallahi, that grief you got in your heart, open the Quran. Recite Quran. Your fear you got, recite the Quran. The sickness you got, recite the Quran. There is shifa in the Quran. There is happiness in the Quran. There is contentment in the Quran. There is happiness in this masjid. There is peace. There is contentment. There is sukoon. Allah's rahmat comes down. Turn back to Allah. Cry to Allah. Everyone will not be able to come with your solution. And there's one person who your solution by is Allah. Come back to Allah. Cry to Allah. What happened to the Salatul Layl? What happened to the namaz of the night? Where is the tahajjud salah? Where is the Quran? Where is the crying in the middle of the night? We all want the solution to our problem. But none of us want to pick up our begging bowls and ask of Allah. Cry to Allah. Allah is there for you. Allah is there to answer you. Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Nabi Zakariya alayhi wa ala nabiyina as-salatu was-salam in the Quran. It's a lengthy incident. We'll just touch on it. Zakariya alayhi salam, he reaches a very old age. And he got this worry and concern that I'm going to pass on now. I'm going to leave this world. And I started this legacy of nubuwa, prophethood. I taught the people the different injunctions of deen. And he's worried that I will pass away. And those behind me from my family and my tribe will not be able to look after these commands. So he says in the Quran, رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا إِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. He tells Allah, I'm going old. My bones are going weak. My hair is going white. إِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. Afraid that these people behind me, my family, the people in my tribe, they will not be able to carry out this legacy of nubuwa and look after the commands of Allah. He asks Allah, give me a son. He asks Allah, give me a son. Not for any worldly reason. He's not frightened, who's going to take my wealth? He's not frightened about that. He's saying, who will carry on this legacy of iman? Who will carry out the commands of Allah? Will teach the people after me? So he got this worry and he got this concern. He enters one day the masjid, and while he is walking, he passes the room where Sayyidina Maryam, Sayyidatuna Maryam, alayha salatu wasalam, she stays there. He passes by this place where she does her ibadah, and he sees in front of her fruits that are out of the season. It's summer and he sees winter fruits, or it's winter and he sees summer fruits. And he asks her, Anna laki hadha, where do you get this from? This is not the season. How do you have these fruits? She says, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It's from Allah. Allah Ta'ala blesses who He wishes. So at this time, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. He realized, my old age, my wife is old, I am old. But that doesn't mean it's impossible for Allah to bless me with a child. He cries to Allah, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Oh Allah, bless me with good children. And at this time, few moments pass, few days pass, and the malaika come to inform him that Allah Ta'ala said that He is giving you great glad tidings of a child. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٍ. He asked Allah, how is it possible that I'm going to have a child at this age? Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It is easy for me. It is my command. It is my command. So we heard the story. Let us take the lesson from the story. Allah can change your condition. Allah can change your worry. Allah can change your fear. Allah can change anything. The sickness, Allah can treat it. Allah can remove it. The poet says, لا تعجز فإن أمره بين الكاف والنون. Don't lose hope. Don't become complacent. Allah is there for you. His command is between kaf and noon. Allah says, كن فيكون. He says, be, and it will be. Allah will change your condition. Allah will remove your worries. Allah will remove your poverty. Those debts that are worrying you and concerning you, turn back to Allah. Allah will open the way for you. You will fulfill your debts, your worries, your fears. Person is looking for halal, rawzi, sustenance. Turn back to Allah. Allah will bless you. He will open the floodgates of blessings for you. And let us know, any delay in our life is because of wisdom. And after every difficulty comes to ease. إنما العسر يسرا إنما العسر يسرا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.